That was one group of middle school kids. And we also had a second group of kids that came to take over the radio station last summer. And we'll do it again this summer because they are the future voices of radio. Let's check out an intro of one of their first episodes. And they shared some tips on how to cool down during the hot summer days.
Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show.
I'm Cheesy Ramen.
What's happening?
And I'm the one and only Zarsha.
And I'm Michael.
And we are broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territories, which includes the Squamish, Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Katsi, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in beautiful Burnaby, BC.
Today we'll be featuring an interview with Francis Baptiste. Now, it's been pretty hot these days. What do you do to calm yourself down?
Maybe stay in the shade or get one of those cool little mini fans.
Surround yourself in a local lake.
I simply lay down on cold concrete because I have a basement.
The local lake's cool. Has algae.
Michael, let's not talk about ourselves on the radio.
There's a little snack. Fish or snacks.
I'm so sorry. This is the guy who taught me about cheesy ramen as a food, and he's also my brother, and he's also a little bit delusional.
I'm hungry.
You could also take a nice slice of watermelon and ice cream with a freezy on the side, perhaps.
Stay hydrated. Drink lots of water.
Let's start the show with a song called Cool Down by Missy D on CJSF.
Cool.
And that song was Cool Down by Missy D. And tied at number four, we have Alex Papas. He wrote a book.
Four. Yeah, I did. Published in 2024 by Amazon. The book is called The Life and Letters of Sakamoto Ryoma, which takes a look at the life of one of Japan's most famous and celebrated historical icons. Not so well known in the West, which is really surprising. I guess he might be analogous to like Alexander Hamilton or that, if you know your American history. But a fascinating individual. And the book that I wrote encompasses a lot of the letters that he wrote during his lifetime, but that others wrote as well. And so we tell the story of the end of the Edo period, which is a pretty tumultuous time where Japan is having a number of problems. They've got financial problems, stagnant salaries, they have food shortages and famines, and so there's uprising in the populace. It's a very tumultuous time in Japan. And in the middle of that come the foreigners, the Westerners, who knock on the door proverbially and say, you need to open up now. We need to open yourself up, because at that time Japan is in the Sakoku, which is called closed country. They don't allow foreign trade or very little of it. They limit it. And so now Japan is going through an existential crisis. And where Sakamoto Ryoma is essentially born into this situation and grows up and helps guide the vision for Japan's transformation from a feudal, samurai-run or military dictatorship to ostensibly a democratic, parliamentary-driven government.
Spirit, spirit, somewhere.
people purchase this book?
You can find it on Amazon. It's also at the Nikkei Center if you're here in Burnaby. They've got copies of it. And if you're in Japan, it's available at a number of museums as well.
Congratulations to author Alex Pappas. And we played the Wagaki Band, Bring Me Back to Life, with Amy Lee of Evanescence when she played a concert in Tokyo. All right, attention everyone. We are now in the top three. The top three, folks.
Three.
Some thrash metal, Megadeth, Metallica.
Right on.
Slayer guy.
Slayer.
Oh, yeah, Slayer.
Yeah. I've noticed some of your music, sometimes you start off in the right channel, then it switches over to left channel. That's kind of a Beatles idea.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Jacob's always on the right side, and I'm always on the left side. Every song. So if you ever listen, other than like solos and some lines, but usually all the rhythms, my guitar will be on the left, his will be on the right.
Congratulations to The Time We Died for taking third place. And we played their song Enjoy the Silence on CJSF. I just looked back at the records and they were eighth last year on the Wham Bam East Fan Show. So from eighth to third, that's amazing, guys. And you also heard co-hosts John in the House and Mike Hales in the studio. And if you want to be involved or know someone who's interested in radio, just sign up through the CJSF website, cjsf.ca, and click on the volunteer button, follow the instructions, yada yada yada, boom, Bob's your uncle and your voice will be on air soon enough. All right, we're seeing the finish line ahead, folks. The finish line. OMG, who do we have for our number two spot?
Two.
Wow. Alex Perakin, electronic producer and theremin player. Congratulations.
When I was a teenager, I started playing guitar. And after that, playing flute and piano. But over time, you know, I always trying to find a music instrument that, how to say that, so without contacting, physical contacting, you know, kind of, you know, the music instrument that doesn't need, you know, wire and key. So finally I found the theremin, this guy. So yeah, the only with your hands, moving your hands, with two antenna, you can just create music and, you know, just play this amazing instrument.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the theremin is not very common. So how did you find it? How did you discover it?
The theremin is not very common. The theremin, I don't know you know or not, but Leo Theremin was invented this instrument in 1920 as a Russian physicist. Yeah, during the exploring the all electronic instrument, I found the theremin.
La vie est comme une mélodie avec de E et de B. Chante ta propre chanson. Danse au rythme de ton imagination.
Yes, yes, yes. La Vie est Belle by Alex Harakin. Give it up for Alex in second place. All right, folks. This is the first time this has happened in Wham Bam East fan history. Can we get a drum roll, please? One. Remember that bull that was running with the horses? Well, Abby Green Bull came charging through the finish line. Yes, the last day of voting, fans came pouring in with their votes. And Abby, you actually tied first place with the leading horse, James Ray Daly. So congratulations to the both of you. That's right, we have two winners this year. Let's check out a segment of Abby's interview first. She's a rhythm facilitator, and you can find her classes in some of the community centers around town. Yeah, what kind of drums do you use in your class?
Okay, so for the class that's here at Champlain Heights, they actually have their own drums, 20 Tubanos that I guess they purchased for the part of it. But any drums, djembes, congas, anything that you've got, you can bring it. I also run a session where I tell people you just bring something from home that makes a noise.
Okay.
A la Stomp. Have you ever heard of Stomp?
No. You know, Stomp, the show.
The show, right?
Yes.
Yeah, where people would be using tin cans and buckets and whatever they got in their kitchen or whatever to make music. And it's actually like really fantastic.
And that song in the background is called Daydream Drift by Abby's brother, Jonathan Green. Give it up for Abby. All right. Today's horse race themed award show was inspired by this particular winner. One. James Ray Daly, who is a musician and an actual championship rider. Here's a segment of his interview with his friend Melanie, who joined us on air with co-host John in the House and Mike Hales. We had a fantastic time, and it was a great honor to meet you both.
Well, it's all nice to meet you, Vancouver. It's really a pleasure. I'm glad to be here supporting local live music. I think it's a very important thing, and get to know the people that really make live music.
Yes, and you're going to tell me a little bit about your band and also your bandmates.
Yeah, I got a four-piece band called Liquid Blue, and we're a classic rock band. We do everything from Aerosmith to David Bowie, you know, all the classics. I got a really good singer named Johnny Diamond, and between me and him, we split the songs up, and I got a bass player named Mike. We call him the Wizard.
Hey.
Yeah. You like Mike?
That's always a good name, you know.
And then I got Tony on drums. We've been together about a year and a half, and we're playing a lot of shows now and starting to get some recognition.
And we also have a special guest, folks. Ooh, it's a mystery. Who can it be? Introduce yourself, mystery guest.
Hi, my name is Melanie. If you're watching the Junos, apparently all my friends are like, is that you on TV? Because I was right front and center. So if you know my face on radio, it's because you saw the Junos. So. Anyway, I'm just here to support JR and the band, and I'll tell you more about that later, but happy to be here.
Okay, so JR is also a jockey, not a disc jockey, but a horse racing jockey, and you're going to tell me a little bit about that, and how did it all start?
Well, we like to be called riders. There's lots of jockeys. It's one thing to jump on a horse and ride once around, but to make a living at it and set your tack down and make a living wherever you go, my dad said that's a rider. Like anybody that builds a house, they can build a house anywhere, you know. And so I was very lucky. I grew up in a jockey family. My brother, my dad was a very famous rider here in Canada. But so is my brothers, my little brother and my older brother. And I rode here in Vancouver. I rode the best horse in Vancouver in 1991. Guy bought him for $1,000 and made a million. And the one thing I really liked about the horse was he called him Twanger. Twang, like twang the guitar.
Twanger, like what string was he?
Yeah, yeah, he was all the strings. I mean, nobody wanted to run against him. He was so good. And the guy bought it. His wife kicked him out of the house and everything because he spent his last $1,000 and ended up being the best horse in Canada for 3 or 4 years. I think all the way till he was 5 years old, nobody beat him. And And so I've been lucky. I started riding in Kentucky and Ohio, and but I always come back to Vancouver, not because I really did really as well as I could have if I'd stayed at the races, but it, you know, to ride with your family, you know, especially now in my life, means everything. It's more than any wind pitcher I ever had at Churchill Downs or anywhere. The pitchers are special to me, the ones that are with my brothers and my dad.
Beautiful. I didn't even know that day that we had a legend in the studio. Give it up for JR and his band Liquid Blue. And we're going to hear a cover of Stone Temple Pilots' Plush on CJSF. Congratulations again to all of our winners for making the top 10. And thank you to everyone who voted. And guess what? There's DJ Medi's pick as well. And I just want to quickly recognize Suzette Amaya for promoting and supporting Indigenous talents, the Pink Whistle Legacy Fund, where referees band together to call a foul on cancer. And lastly, Power Clown, a tribute to Iron Maiden, when Dan, the lead singer, had to endure the prison system in Japan and Matt was stuck in the States. I really felt the community just come together, and I'm super proud of how Power Clown picked themselves up and continue Power Clowning it today. And I really feel they embody that East Van spirit, that East Van grind. All right, stay tuned for the next show, the 60-minute stage dive with Jeremy. And that reminds me, crowd surfing, it's still on my bucket list. I'll catch you all next week. This is DJ Medi signing out. Bye. 0